Across the nation, black people are being vaccinated against the coronavirus at lower rates than white people. And that's especially true in Florida. Of the more than 1 million people who have received at least their first dose in the state, only about 5% are black. Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini explores some factors contributing to this disparity.
At one of Hillsborough County's drive-through vaccination sites on the Strawberry Festival Fairgrounds in Plant City, hundreds of cars weave through a long line for people to get their shots. Sitting in her car with a smile on her face is 77-year-old Layla Clark of Bealsville, a local neighborhood rich in African American history. She wanted protection from the coronavirus as soon as possible.
I have a lot of underlying conditions and I just wanted to be safe. And I want to get out of the house.
Clark has spent the last year mostly home with her husband, who isn't getting the vaccine yet due to severe allergies. She says she feels she's in a better position to help him now if he gets sick.
As far as taking care and wearing my mask, I'm going to still be careful.
Like many, Clark failed to get an appointment when the county first made them available and its website crashed. But she succeeded when a new reservation system launched a week later. Generally, she's considered one of the lucky ones who've already gotten a vaccine, but even more so among black Floridians. The latest census data shows about 4 or 5 times more white people live in Florida than black. But so far, more than 12 times as many white people have received the vaccine. Deborah Austin directs community engagement for ReachUp, a Tampa nonprofit that promotes health equity. She says access is a huge issue, and it starts with the sign-up process.
You got to have internet access. You got to be able to sit there and wait. I mean, people have said it, even with the phone, it took them 100 times. I mean, you even have to have time.
Transportation barriers also make it challenging for some black residents to get to drive-through sites. Austin says there's also mistrust.
So many of the things that the United States has done have been detrimental to people of color,
including past medical abuses like the Tuskegee syphilis study, when doctors misled and intentionally didn't treat black men for decades to study the disease, but also from the everyday racism in healthcare black people face. ReachUp has partnered with Dr. Kevin Sneed, dean of the University of South Florida's College of Pharmacy and director of a group called WeCare that works to get more people of color involved in clinical research. They're amplifying the voices of trusted black leaders to encourage the community to get vaccinated. And they've hosted dozens of webinars where Sneed combats misinformation with conversation, not commands.
Is it going to affect their DNA? Or I've had some young women come back and say it might make me infertile. These are things that, you know, we have to educate people on to help them overcome the fears and really help them understand that the virus is far more dangerous than anything about a vaccine.
Sneed says politicians and health officials need to listen to black residents' concerns and make the vaccines more accessible. And that's already started to happen. The state has hosted several vaccination events at predominantly black churches. And some communities like Miami Beach and Hillsborough County are visiting senior homes and affordable housing complexes to deliver vaccines directly to residents. But spokesman for the health department in Hillsborough, Kevin Wattler, cautions it's a slow process.
The vaccine is in very short supply. We know that. And so we don't want to overpromise and not be able to deliver.
Mobile vaccination sites are also one of Dr. Sneed's priorities. But he, too, says supply is a big problem. He's urging the federal government to send more doses to Florida. And with COVID-19 disproportionately killing black people, Sneed says state and local leaders need to be aggressive with their outreach and act with a real sense of urgency.
Because if we don't do it, and once again, the ugly stain of health inequity will show up. And we're at a moment now where we can't look back after the fact and say, how can we do better next time? Because for many of them, there won't be a next time.
Advocates like Sneed are continuing to focus on education and identifying neighborhoods most in need of help. So when the vaccine finally does become more widely available, they'll be ready. For Health News Florida, I'm Stephanie Colombini.